The bounce in visitors, unfortunately, came during a very active hurricane season. Miami is the only city, other than New York and Los Angeles, to host the VMAs. But long before there were video music awards, there was local news and weather. And this week, meteorologist Bob Soper is retiring. WLRN Herald reporter Michael Hiblin has the story of a South Florida TV career spanning more than 25 years.
Bob Soper started his career in 1972, reporting weather in Austin, Texas, then Spokane, Washington, before he and his wife eventually came to Miami.
We've been here 26 years, a little bit more actually, because we got here in April of 79. So now it's 26 years plus a few months, but most of it's been great. There was a very small period that wasn't so great.
That's when Soper was fired from Channel 7 in 1992. He says for not being flashy enough. By chance, that happened shortly before South Florida was hit by a devastating storm.
I know that they replaced me with a very sexy chick doing the weather, and it kind of hurt him, I think, during Hurricane Andrew because she really didn't know anything.
He ended up working during Andrew at a local radio station and does regret not being on camera for the biggest storm of his career.
A little, because I saw what happened to Channel 7. I didn't feel sorry for him, but, it's one of those things. I really wish I had been there to do that. But we weren't getting along, so the best thing to do was to leave.
Immediately after Andrew, Soper was hired by the station that would eventually become CBS4. At 62 years old, Soper said he realized it was finally time to retire so that he can spend more time traveling, playing golf, and with his two grandkids. Michael Hiblin, WLRN Herald News.